Washington State Republicans are in Cleveland for the GOP convention. NKUOW's David Hyde is there, too. I spoke with him earlier this morning, and he told me what's happened so far.
Well, the convention itself doesn't get going until later today, but the partying has already started.
We had a great opening event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is right on the lake there. That is a wonderful, wonderful venue, right on the water, and the fireworks topped off everything tonight.
That's Diane Tibelius at the hotel bar last night. She's an alternate delegate and former head of the Washington State Republican Party.
And who else is there from Washington State?
Washington Republicans sent 44 delegates to Cleveland along with alternates, and the vast majority of these folks supported Senator Ted Cruz. But, of course, Donald Trump won in the Washington State primary vote, so that means our delegates are required to vote for Trump, even if they are strongly opposed to him.
And how do they feel about that?
Some are pretty upset. Maria Apodaca is an alternate delegate.
Well, I'm coming with a heavy heart because right now Donald Trump is our presumptive nominee, and the reason I have a heavy heart is because he's not even a Republican. He's hijacking the Republican Party.
Apodaca says Trump is just pretending to be a Republican to get elected. She does not support him here, and she will not vote for him in November. But some of the delegates from Washington State that I spoke with last night are backing Trump, like Hussein Karam. He tells me that as a Muslim, he does not think Trump is racist, but he does think Trump needs to choose his words more carefully.
What he's saying is the truth, and I think his authenticity and being sincere, it overcomes perhaps the lack of skills in political language that he's missing.
And Karam thinks Trump will be fantastic on foreign policy.
So what are the delegates going to do today?
Well, one delegate from Washington State, Gina Blanchard Reed, is actually on the Rules Committee, and she tells me that the anti-Trump delegates have a lot planned for today. They're not saying exactly what, but we hope to talk to her about that on later today on KUOW.
So we'll stay tuned. Well, what if their insurgency fails?
Many in the delegation, including some of the Cruz people that I spoke with last night, concede that it already has. Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee, and he is scheduled to accept the formal nomination in a speech here Thursday night.
That's KUOW's David Hyde at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. KUOW will be at both the presidential conventions to bring you stories from Washington State Party delegates. If you have questions for delegates, email us at newsroom@kuow.org.